The thing I want everybody to know is that Sammy didn't put this in a book to sell books, because I think he's wanted to tell this story for some time. I've known about it for some time, and I think this has happened to him more than once. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I got the distinct feeling that he had had this happen to him repeatedly through his life, starting when he was really young. He talked about it almost like an umbilical cord sort of stretching between his bed, and he could actually see a ship off in the distance. And, you know, I think, you know, it was just for him, you know, I think these guys have a real open mind. I think musicians and artistic people are much more open to things than the average guy. And I think, you know, he was going with it. I don't think he was exaggerating. I think he truly believed this was happening to him. And I, you know, don't sit there and go, well, I think you're crazy. I absolutely encourage to hear more and more and more. And I've known him a very long time, and I know he wasn't kidding me. You know,
and he said that he wasn't drinking or doing drugs in those days.
No, he was quite young when it first started, so I think it was sort of pre all of that. I mean, you know, you can tell when someone's, you know, trying to lead you on. But, I mean, Sam was absolutely, you know, livid about this, and he went into great detail. And he actually believed that they gave him information. It changed the way he did things. And it ties very much into what, you know, Jack Vallee has written about in some of his reports and books of people having contact and information going back and forth. And Jacques is a good friend of mine, and, you know, I told him the story of Sammy, you know. I mean, it's amazing, these guys, you know, and I think they're reticent to come forward, but when they can get somebody to listen, they'll tell you.
I wonder if you have a theory about, is it creative people are more open-minded and that's why they see these things, or creative people are more open-minded and that's why they're contacted by some other kind of intelligence?
I think all of the above, George, because if, you know, obviously if you read Vallee and if you read John Alexander's books, the phenomena is real. What it is, that's still up to debate. But obviously they're putting on some sort of human manipulation or some sort of situation where they're influencing people. And I think if you influence musicians, you influence millions of people. If you influence people in television, you influence millions of people. And, you know, I think musicians, artists, creative people are far more open to things and far more open to possibilities. And also, I think they stay up late. I think they look to the skies, and many of the artists that have told me stories have been out late at night, looked up into the night sky when it's quiet, and they notice things. And
what does it do? How credible, you know, as witnesses, how credible are they? You know, we read about rock and roll, their lifestyle and substance abuse and things of that sort. Does that make them less credible as witnesses, though?
No, I think, you know, I mean, I think if someone's in some inebriated state and they're going on, but I think that a lot of these people, you know, the party thing is exaggerated. There's a lot of time that they're, you know, very normal people, and they go on with their lives. And a lot of these people weren't interested in the topic in the first place, you know, and suddenly this experience has happened to them. And I find those stories more compelling than somebody who spent his entire life looking into UFOs and he sees something. I think when it happens to someone who's not expecting it, those are the best stories.
Well, what do you think about the amount of attention that Sammy Hagar's tiny story in this book has generated? Now, is that what it says probably more about mainstream media than it does about Sammy Hagar, I guess?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've heard a rumor that this book's going to enter number one on the New York Times bestseller list tomorrow. I mean, I went to buy a copy of the book at over at Town Center in Las Vegas tonight, and they said, oh, no, we're back ordered. You can't get your hands on this book right now. So whatever's in that book, it's hitting a topic for the average person because they're flying off the shelves for him. So, and like I said, I don't think he led with this story to sell books. I think it just was an important part of Sammy's life.